Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me, Minister Daphne Smith. The Lord has laid on my heart to do Thursday noonday prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. So it is Thursday noonday prayer, and I thank you so much for joining me for noonday prayer here on Blog Talk Radio for the purpose of godliness. Listen, the call-in number is 646-688-2549, and you can email me at forthepurposeofgodliness@gmail.com. Let me give one announcement, and we're going to move right along. It's just a half an hour for the prayer. But I want you to mark your calendars for August 16th and 17th. Our annual Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor Unity Conference is coming up, and it will be at our church. Our address is 381 386 Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. Our theme for 2018 is Dominion. Dominion by the Word of God. Have some amazing speakers, music, worship, seminars. We're going to talk about stewardship and dominion and what God has for us. And the registration is going on now. So it's $35 now until July 1st. After that, regular registration will be $40. So get all the information that you can on my Facebook page. Inbox me on Facebook or email me at forthepurposeofgodliness@gmail.com, and I will give you all that information. All right? All right. So it is Thursday. Noonday prayer. Again, the call-in number is 646-688-2549. You can get in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/forthepurposeofgodliness, and you can email me at forthepurposeofgodliness@gmail.com. Okay, get your Bibles. Always, always, always get your Bibles. We're going to the scripture I want to share with you right before we pray. And it's Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 39. And it says, at the same time, when the even was come, he said unto them, I'm reading out of the King James Bible, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep as on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, I'm just going to read, carest thou not that we perish, that we be destroyed? That's what they're saying. And he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. I want you to underline ceased and perished, because that word ceased means that the storm ceased because of extreme fatigue or being worn out from extreme labor or extreme fatigue. And I was just looking at that, but I just want to say this, that I believe the Lord had placed on my heart. The storm that we're going through right now is going to wear out, because anything that tries to stand up against the Word of God that's in you, eventually it's got to wear out and it's got to stop. extreme fatigue. Just keep speaking the word. Keep speaking the word. Keep fighting. Put on your boxing gloves. Keep fighting. The storm is going to wear out from extreme fatigue and labor. All right. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey? I want to give you a reference scripture also while I was studying right before came on the air. And it's Genesis 22, verses 1 through 5. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham arose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come, underline this, and come again to you. So here's another word of encouragement. God is with you, even in the midst of testing and the storm, and he will take you safely to the other side. He will take you safely to the other side. So it doesn't matter what you're going through, what it looks like. When he says go, Abraham said, stay right here with the donkeys. He said, me and the lad are going, and we're going up to worship, and we're coming right back. You got to say in your mind, I'm going through this, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm going through the storm, but I'm going to make it to the other side of this, and I'm going to be the better for it. Abraham was the better for obeying God in the midst of testing. The disciples, they were the better for even in their unbelief. Who is this that even the winds and the sea obey? This must be Jesus. So we will be the better for whatever we're going through, and we will come out not looking like what we've been through. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what he's telling you. We will come out of it looking so much better than we went in. So here again, God is with you even in the midst of testing and the storm, and he will take you safely to the other side. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, just thank you and praise you and magnify you so much for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for just being God in our lives. Because you are God. You are the true and living God. You are the true and living God. And we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you. And we thank you so much for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, first of all, for salvation. Thank you for saving. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers our souls right now. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers our bodies, covers our minds, covers our household, covers us on the job, covers us in our cars, covers us at the grocery store, covers us at the school. Oh, God, just thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the things that you went through, even for us to be able to sit here in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and lift up your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you. And we thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of the storm and the testing and what we're going through right now, Lord, that you are with us and that you would take us safely to the other side. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the strength and the fortitude to go through the testing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now for your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you. Lord, I ask that you touch your people right now. Touch your people everywhere. Touch your people everywhere. Touch those that are flagging in their faith. Touch those, Lord, that are saying right now that I've done enough, I've had enough, I can't do it no more, I'm done, I'm tired. Oh, God, touch their hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, touch that pastor that's about to throw in the towel. Touch that pastor's wife that's about to leave the ministry. Oh, God, touch right now. In the name of Jesus, those that say this is too hard, I can't do it anymore, I'm done. Touch right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Heal, deliver, and set free, God. Oh, God, touch those that are sick in their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, those that are going through suffering, those that are going through pain, physical, emotional, spiritual pain, God, those that are going through depression and oppression of the devil, oh God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I praise you and I magnify you for it. Oh God, touch those that have gotten not some negative news from the doctor. Oh God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Comfort the heart of your people. In the name of Jesus, comfort the heart of your people. Comfort the heart of your people right now, Lord. There are many things that come up against us that try to make us give up and throw in the towel. Oh, that will make our hearts fail because of fear. Oh, God, but you're the God of all comfort. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So I thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts, touching their minds. Thank you for peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you and I magnify you, God, for what you're doing. You're the great and mighty God. There is no one like you, Lord. We confess our sins. We confess that we fall short. We confess that we fall short. We confess, Lord, that we have not always done what you've told us to do. But I thank you, God, for the blood. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood. And like the thief that was on the cross that cried out to you at the last minute. And you were so faithful, Jesus, that even on the cross you forgave him of his sin. We cry out to you, oh God. We cry out to you, Jesus. And you said in your word, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we confess, Lord, our sin before you, whatever it is, confess it now. In the name of Jesus, we confess our sins. Lord, forgive us for our slothfulness, for our wickedness, for our evil thoughts, for our evil ways. Oh, God, for the things that we said that were impure, the things that we thought that were impure. Oh, God, the days that we doubted you and was ready to give up. Forgive us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And clean us and wash us. Clean us and wash us with your precious blood, with your precious blood. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord, because we're more than conquerors, because you love us. Thank you, Lord, because all things work together for good to them that love you and are the called according to your purpose. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, God, cast out that heavy spirit, that spirit of depression, oh, God, that spirit of sickness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. And we magnify you and we glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing families together. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that church together, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for lifting that pastor up. Thank you, Lord, for lifting that pastor's family up. Thank you, Lord, for the graduates this season, the 2018 graduates. It's been a hard road for some, but I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you are doing in their lives. I pray, Lord, that you would touch every graduate and they would not forget the wonderful things that have happened to them, even in the midst of every struggle. Bless them to go further in their studies and that they will use their studies to glorify and to magnify you, O God. We thank you, Lord, and praise you. Thank you for the ministries that are going forth. Yes, Lord, give us to know as the body of Christ that freely we receive, freely give. We know that labor is worthy of his hire, but you, O God, have promised us so much more, beyond what we could think or imagine. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you. Thank you for the finances for ministry. Thank you for the people. Thank you for the help. And most of all, thank you for your presence. You sent us out where you yourself would show up. So I thank you for the purpose and destiny that you have placed in our lives and that you will show up. And I thank you for your word that says these signs shall follow them that believe. In your name we will cast out devils, speak with new tongues, heal the sick, raise the dead. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you and I magnify you, O God. Thank you for your word that will stand forever. You are the true and living God. We lift up every need, concern. We lift up every need, every concern. Those that are incarcerated, those that are in the hospitals, those that are just going through life, is just beating them up. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lift up the saints that feel worn out. Ah, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for the finances, for the money, for the bills being paid. Ah, for the insurance. Yes, Lord, for the assurance. Yes, Lord, we thank you for transportation. We thank you for a roof over our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Food on the table, all those things that we take for granted. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify you for it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing marriages back together. Thank you, Lord, for watching over that husband and that wife that's in divorce court right now. Even the pastors and wives that's in divorce court right now. Oh, God, you know every situation. You know our hearts. You made us. You made us. Work a wonder. Work a miracle in our lives, oh, God. In Jesus' name, give that son to call his dad. Oh, God, the daughter to call her mom. And, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Give us the strength and the stamina we need to fight this good fight of faith. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us to bless our enemies. Bless and curse not. Help us to love like you love, to give as you give, to forgive as you forgive. And, Father, we just praise you, and we magnify you, and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your spirit that permeates Yes, Lord, that permeates. Yes, Lord, thank you for your spirit that's in us. That flows, yes, Lord. We pray for our leaders, yes, Lord, naturally and spiritually, no matter what is going on. God, you are in charge. You are in charge. You knew who would be in leadership before the foundation of the world. Nothing catches you by surprise. And so, Father, I ask that you, Shanavosia, hey, God, hallelujah, hey, Shanavosia, bless your name, that your spirit reign in the White House, that your spirit reigns in our government. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, hallelujah, that the truth be revealed. Hallelujah. That the truth would be revealed, yes, Lord, in the White House, in the churches, that your truth will be revealed, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for every government official. From the highest to the lowest, from our nation to our state to our city, yes, Lord, to our districts, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And I praise you and I magnify you for it. You are God and God alone. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. For what you're doing right now, move by your spirit. Breathe on us, oh God. Breathe in us. Be breathed through us. Yes, Lord. And Father, I thank you for the breath of life. You molded us and you made us. And you breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And we became living souls. And I thank you for breathing into us the breath of life. And we are living souls. The same spirit that quickened Jesus also quickens our mortal body. And we thank you, Lord. And we praise you for it. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for it. Yes, Lord, thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for the breath of life. Someone is having problems breathing. I need you to breathe in the breath of life right now. I don't care if you're on oxygen. I don't care what they're saying about your body. Breathe in the breath of God. And I thank you, Jesus, for the breath of life. Thank you for a good report. Yes, Lord. Thank you that you would baffle the doctors. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you that you would confuse the enemy and send them running seven ways. Yes, Lord. Thank you that you will confuse the enemy, that they will fight amongst themselves. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for those that will listen. Hey, God, that are listening right now, that you will touch their bodies and deliver, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And those of us that are working hard in ministry, slow down. Be still and know that he is God. Thank you for dreams and visions that will and shall come to pass. Your word will not return void. It will accomplish what you've sent it to do. And Father, I thank you. Thank you for a repenting spirit. Thank you that you are giving your people the spirit of repentance, that we repent of our sins. Lord, you said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And I thank you, Father, and I praise you for what you're doing right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just lift your hands and praise the Lord. Lift your hands and give him glory. Lift your hands and tell him thank you for what he's doing right now. He is cleaning. He is cleansing. He is washing. He is renewing. He is restoring. He is refreshing. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, you're mighty God. You are the mighty God, God of this universe, the sovereign God. There is none like you, Lord. None can stand before you. You stand alone in your greatness. You stand alone in your mercy. You stand alone in your power. You stand alone. Yes, Lord, and the most amazing thing is you are God and you stand with your people. We have nothing to fear. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Just lift your hands wherever you are and just praise him for his goodness. Some of you haven't praised the Lord. You haven't lifted up your hands. You've gotten too cute to just lift your hands and just thank him. It's not in our money. It's not in our degrees. It's not in our knowledge or in our intellectual prowess. It's in the spirit of the living God. It's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by his spirit. And Father, we thank you so, so, so very much for your spirit. Breathe on us. Breathe on that confusion. Breathe on that darkness that's in that heart right now. Yes, Lord, and bring light to every dark situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I want to thank you so much for joining me for Noonday Prayer. We'll be back again, Lord willing, next Thursday for Noonday Prayer. And hopefully we'll be here. Please share this with somebody that you know that needs prayer. Amen. Amen. Again, this is For the Purpose of Godliness. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith, and blogtalkradio.com. And if you need prayer and have a prayer request, you can inbox me on Facebook, or you can also email me at For the Purpose of Godliness. God bless you all so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
That will unlock every door to a new and a living way to serve him better in the future. Is the reason